Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Do you listen to Chicago Afternoon News on WGN Radio, hosted by Steve Bertrand? Hi, Steve Bertrand.
Hi, John Williams. I thought that Nora Jones song was our song.
You and I have a song, Steve?
I thought we did, but maybe other people share it.
Well, as I said, I think yesterday, if you don't know your song and your partner does, then you have a problem. You need to know what your song is if the other person thinks it's Nora Jones or whatever.
Do you have a song? I don't think we have a song.
Yeah. You know, I play Etta James, My Funny Valentine. I love Etta singing, and I love that song. So I would say that's one of my favorite songs. I'll put that one down if I had to, you know, if I had to pick. But we didn't play that at our wedding, for instance, you know.
There's Love Stinks by Nazareth.
Yeah, I'll ask Sharon if that's your song. What's going on, Steve?
So we're talking today you talking Valentine's and everything. There's a great story that started on the South Side in 1973. This woman, Karen, her name now is Autenreath, and married. I think it was Berg before that, Berg. She had three little kids in her car. She was visiting her grandmother's house, and in the snowbank, she was hustling the kids into the car, lost her wedding ring. And she went back after the snow melted, couldn't find it, and the wedding ring kind of was gone. And there was a Facebook group a few weeks ago or months ago that about a lost wedding ring, and someone posted, well, I don't have that ring, but I found one 8 years ago, and I haven't been able to find out who it belongs to. So these a couple of ladies at a Southside Historical Society started to do some sleuthing, and they tracked down the woman, Karen, who now lives in Texas, identified her as the owner of the ring. They sent it to her, and she got the ring on Monday down in Texas. She hasn't even opened the box to look at it yet. She's going to do that with her husband on Valentine's Day with her now grown children surrounding them. Hmm. And her husband's going to put the wedding ring on her finger again, just like he did over 50 years ago. And we're going to talk to all three. We're going to talk to Karen. We're going to talk to Carol Flynn, who helped, and Linda Lamberty, the two women who tracked her down. It's a fantastic story, and I love that she's holding on to the ring. She's been missing it for 50 years, and she hasn't even opened up the box yet to look at it again. They're going to do that on Valentine's Day.
And that the two of them are still together and alive and well,
yeah.
And, you know, it'd
the
be terrible
kids,
if...
The three kids that she packed into the car are going to be with them.
Ah.
Yeah.
Well, how did the lady that found the ring figure out that she was who the owner of the ring was?
Well, they started going through old newspaper clippings and residential histories, and they found out who lived in the house in front of where the ring was lost. And from that, they tracked that. That was the grandmother. They looked through obituaries and things like that. They found, I think it was Karen's mother, and then through that, they knew that she had a daughter named Karen, and they just tracked her down that way. They did searches and found that she'd been found her married name. They said the key was that she had her initials engraved in the wedding ring.
Yeah, I was wondering about that, if there was any identifying.
Yeah.
Because
my initials are not in mine. I don't know if...
I'm taking mine off here because I know Brenda had something put in there, but I wonder if it's worn off.
said that was the key.
It's still there. How about that? Nicely done, Brenda.
Yeah, and they're great ladies. We've talked to them, and it's a really cool story. So we're going to talk to all of them a little bit later tonight.
Do you know what time you're going to have that conversation?
That's going to be in the 6 o'clock hour, probably about 6:15.
Yeah. Well, that sounds delightful, Steve. Well, do you have big Valentine's Day plans then?
No, we don't do those things.
Yeah, I know. You're not much of a one for celebrating and putting on a show, are you?
No, not too much. I'm so lucky but Sharon isn't either. So
yeah, I'll ask her if she feels the same way. I'll just, if you don't mind, in a separate phone call, I'm going to ask her how she feels about that.
Because I'm confident on that one, because trust me, it's been tested year after year.
She may say, you know, year after year, we don't do anything. Just once, would it kill him to get a nice dinner over here or something?
I haven't given her a birthday gift in 20 years.
See, fine.
No, that's not true.
That's fine.
That's not true.
What, 18 years? But I mean, what if you just out of the blue surprised her with something extraordinary? Wouldn't that there'd be no harm in that, would there, Steve?
No, I might, you know, I might get some supermarket flowers or something like that.
I don't think supermarket flowers are bad. Flowers are flowers.
No.
Right? Like if you go to a nice flower shop or go to a supermarket, I don't think you have to say where you got them. I think they're flowers.
I agree with that, and I don't think you have to say you bought them late in the day after they were marked down, because they're still flowers.
When you go to Walgreens on Valentine's Day morning, you'll see a bunch of guys unshaven with coats on.
Right.
Walking around going, what the hell am I going to do?
You know what Sharon's thing is? And it is, she loves Easter time Cadbury eggs.
Yeah.
Like with the big ones. So that's what I'll do.
Okay.
Cadbury is my favorite chocolate company.
Not Easter, just
is
a
it?
Quick heads up
yes.
for you there. What's the matter, Ella?
Right.
I usually get my mom something and my stepdad.
I was just thinking I was just thinking about my mom and dad, because I'm not going to see him Valentine's Day. I probably won't see him this coming weekend, and they're living alone in their home, and you know, it's nice, but it's also kind of sad. Everybody hunker down this way.
Well, yeah, but you know, it's not just about you and a significant other. It can be about anyone you love, your friends.
Yeah, yeah. So if you don't have a boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, maybe there's somebody that's important to you in your life. It could be your mom or dad, for that matter, and give them a Valentine.
Now, see, that's not Valentine's Day. That's how this stuff creeps in, and it's supposed to be for your lover.
You should have seen Ella just roll her eyes. She's like, oh, my God. Really? Steve, I'm hanging up on you. All right. Well, listen.
Can I say one other thing, though?
Yeah.
We're also going to talk to the new Republican Party chair in Illinois, Don Tracy, you know, because he's got some work to do. The Republicans are sort of eating each other up right now in the state.
Yeah, that'll be I was just thinking, what did I see? Darren LaHood from Peoria is now the chairman of the Finance Committee for the Republican.
Well, he's the chief fundraiser for the Republican congressional effort. So he'll be, you know, raising money for candidates around the country.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right, Chicago's Afternoon News with Steve Bertrand, the very romantic Steve Bertrand, who will be telling a heartwarming story in the 6 o'clock hour. We'll check out the news with you later on, Steve.
Thanks, Sean Williams.